tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again, folks. Elf Frank Murr at the North Pole Flight Command Center reporting for SantaUpdate.com. At this hour, some 18 hours and 15 minutes or so into Santa's flight, we have some reports of Santa in the skies over Scotland. To confirm or deny, is our own Eye in the Sky reporter trailing Santa on his sleigh, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, are you in Scotland?
Well, we must be, Frank. It's dark and raining just a little bit. And Scotland is always a little bit drippy and foggy on Christmas.
Crash, do you keep track much of where you are when you take these Christmas flights with Santa?
Actually, that's a good question, Frank. And unless we're behind schedule, I don't keep track much. My job is to keep an eye on Santa and to report on what he's doing. And he pretty much does the same thing everywhere we go. In the sleigh, out of the sleigh, down the chimney, or in the door, or maybe the window. Drop the stuff the cookies, pet the dog, and then up to the roof he goes, and we head off to do it again in another 35 feet. It's like this all night long.
How can you tell if Santa is ahead or behind on his flight schedule?
Well, it's in his behavior, I think, Frank. If Santa's a little bit grumpy, I know maybe we're behind or that he's feeling that way. But that's really rare because he's never behind. When you travel with Santa, you got to keep your head up. You got to expect to keep moving.
Outstanding report, Crash, from the North Pole, where it appears Santa is continuing to barnstorm his way through Europe. I'm Elf Frank Murr reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.